I'm John Lewis, and you're listening to 360 Degree City, a podcast where we talk to people who are working to make cities better. Our hope is that after each episode, you'll start to see your own city from a slightly different angle. Many of you may be thinking about your 2019 New Year's resolutions. Some approaches to personal improvement may actually help improve communities and cities along the way. This week's episode is a review of past guests whose insights align with common New Year's resolutions. Year after year, one of the most popular aspirations is to exercise more. If this is on your list, you could trade your car commute for a bike ride. Maybe this doesn't sound so feasible for those of you in a winter city, but Tom Babin would say otherwise. He had been a summertime commuter for a long time.
And had come around to seeing all the benefits of it. You know, it was fast and it was easy and it made me feel good and it was healthy and it was affordable and all those sorts of things. And I would, you know, at the end of the season, I would put my bike away in the garage like everybody else. And, I just got tired of going back to driving was making me crazy. And I thought, well, let's just try to extend my season a little bit longer into the fall and into the winter. And then it was easier than I expected. And the next year I thought, well, maybe I can go year round. And, you know, it wasn't all at once. I would those early winters, it would be a couple of times a week or even once a couple of times a month when the conditions were right. And then I kept expecting it to be really difficult and it never was. And then, that's when I really started formally asking that question. Like, is this something that we should be doing more of us could be doing? And is there people around the world doing this kind of thing too? And that's sort of what led me down that path to explore the bigger question around it.
Biking can help your waistline and fitness and also benefit the city you live in.
I talked to so many people who ride bikes for transportation purposes, who love the same things, you know, the things it does for you personally. But, you know, it does so much good for cities, and we see this all over the world these days. The more people you get on bikes, it really changes the feel of the city. It makes streets more comfortable, more livable, safer. All those things apply in summer. And there's a handful of cities around the world that have really embraced year-round cycling, and they're seeing the same benefits in the winter as well. So all those great things that you can see when it's warm out applies when it's cold. So, you know, and I suspected in the beginning that maybe people didn't ride in winter just out of habit because nobody else did. And that's certainly part of it. So I think there's some things you need to overcome, but it's certainly a reasonable thing to encourage people to do.
Full disclosure, I haven't yet become a winter cyclist myself, but I'm going to give it a go in 2019. Maybe as you head into 2019, your resolution is to focus more on personal well-being. Jenny Rowe would suggest stepping away from that screen of yours and finding some fascinating places.
What happens over the course of a day is we become cognitively depleted by all the tasks on our screen, the phone going, the emails, actually just getting up and looking at a natural landscape that has these components takes us away from our, you know, the world that's depleting our energies. Fascination is a means of recovering that depletion and that depleted resource, because fascinating environments grab our attention in an involuntary way. It doesn't demand a lot of energy from us, whereas the constant pinging of texts and Twitter demands our cognitive attention in a quite dramatic way. And there's a very interesting study by William Sullivan around about how walking with your phone outdoors actually interferes with the benefits you could be accruing from engaging with that environment. You're also interacting with your phone.
At Intelligent Futures, we've been trying to use the process of getting out of the office for a quick walk to a fascinating environment as a signal to our brains that we're shifting gears into a different kind of work. We haven't perfected it, but it's definitely a habit we're working on in 2019. If you don't want to completely disconnect from social media, John D. Boy suggests shaking up your feed.
Unfollow five people and instead follow five people that are as different from you as you can imagine. Whether they live in a completely different place and have a different, completely different profession, but maybe also just have very different things that they like to picture. You know, follow somebody who is into modest fashion from Indonesia, for instance, as an example of somebody of a phenomenon I've come across that's huge. People showing modest fashion. follow somebody who's showing the clutter in their house, something along those lines. And I think that would be an interesting experience, especially for heavy Instagram users, to try to kind of introduce a little dissonance, I guess, into the often very smooth experience that you get from seeing always the nice architectural highlights and the uncluttered spaces and the healthy, hip and happy images that generally confront us.
You'll hear more from John Deboy about Instagram and cities in the new year. Perhaps your resolution is to eat more healthy food. We haven't had guests who have talked specifically about healthy food, but we've had discussions about feeling more connected to our food.
One of the biggest problems that I see, and one of the biggest challenges, is that the regular guy on the street, regular folks, regular families, don't know where food comes from. They aren't able to imagine what a farm is. They aren't really able to picture what that looks like or where food comes from. And if regular folks don't understand where food comes from, then we can't really expect them to help make decisions about making sure that food will be there in the future. And so this disconnection from food is a key problem that's facing our culture.
And the mobile market is open to everyone. There's no qualifying questions. We don't ask you what part of the neighborhood you're from. We just want people to come together and connect around food. And as Teresa Goldstein from the City Affordable Housing Team would say, food is that connector. If you think about, having a meal with somebody and the conversation and the stories that come out of that, well, that's sort of the same thing when we're having a market and you have people from all walks of life come through and get to purchase and get to participate in this community need.
Finding out where food comes from and sharing meals with others allows us to feel a bit more connected to what's on our plate. Another common resolution is to spend more time with friends and family. Vanessa Matthews and Mark Heisey would suggest gathering with family and friends at your local craft brewery.
You have a lot of people who are just really interested in making good beer, and they're wanting to just share that beer with their community. And so I think you have a number of breweries that are really trying to establish and invest in the local. And they're creating spaces. They're fighting for these spaces to become family friendly in my city. And so all of that is producing all of these differences, I think, that we're seeing on the ground.
People are looking for gathering places, and we as much as we become connected through, online sense and whatnot, we still need that human touch, that sense of feeling, that sense of emotion and sense of belonging. And, pubs have always played that role. Now you're seeing this kind of rebirth of it, and it's very exciting, and it's not the drunken debauchery and all that sort of stuff that people, maybe previously associated with pubs. It's really going back to that meeting place where you get to know people and you can discuss important topics of the day. It can be part of a healthy lifestyle, a healthy community, all that sort of stuff. And Europe has held on to a lot of that sort of culture, right? Where there's the dog is curled up next to the fireplace in the old English pub, and in Germany where the kids come along to the beer halls. And so it's really cool that we're starting to see that, it's basically happening. It's becoming very family oriented.
As 2019 gets underway, we hope that you're able to find new ways of building habits that make you happier and healthier. Thanks to everyone who has listened to us in our first year in 2018. And here's to a great year ahead as we discover cities from even more angles. 360 Degree City is created by our team at Intelligent Futures. To learn more about the work we do, go to intelligentfutures.ca. I'm John Lewis. Thanks for stopping by.